So let's review. At the end of the previous daf and at the beginning of this daf, the Gemara cites four opinions in the halacha of tumas mashkim midairaisa, the tumah of liquids on the dairaisa level regarding both tumas atzman, becoming tumah themselves, and latam echem, transmitting tumah to others. Rabbi Laza and Rav Aliba de Reb Yosi ben Yeeza ish tzrei de hold, ain tumah lamashkin kalikar, liquids have no tumah at all, no tumas atzman, and of course not latam echem. Reb Meir and Shmuel Aliba de Reb Yosi ben Yeeza ish tzrei de hold, liquids have tumas atzman, but not latam echem. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon hold, liquids have both tumas atzman and latam echem. However, they can only transmit tumah to eichlin, food, but not to kalim, utensils. If Yehuda holds, they can be metame even kalim. We must reiterate, these various opinions are all midaraisa, but all agree that midarabonon, liquids have both tumas atzman and are metame acher. Some resulting halachas. According to Reb Meir, the Braisa says, safik mashkin litame tame. If there is doubt whether a liquid becomes tame, we consider it tame. Based on the principle of Sveika Dairais L'chumra, we must rule stringently. Letame Achem Tahar. If there is doubt whether a liquid was Metame something, we consider it Tahar based on the principle of Sveika Draban L'kula. We rule leniently. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Mesechtas Idyas. Heyed Rabbi Yosef ben Yeeza Ishtreda. Rabbi Yosef ben Yeeza Ishtreda testified to the following two halachas. Al Ayel Kamtzat Dachin. A certain type of grasshopper is of a kosher species and may be eaten. The liquids, such as the blood and water found in the butchering area of the Beis HaMikdash, are tahar. There is a machlekes in how to explain this statement. Rav Amar Dachin Mamish, they are completely tahar. They did not even become tameh. Rav holds all tumas mashkin the Rabbanan, and the Rabban did not apply it to mashkin based mitbechaya because they were looking to minimize the incidence of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel Amar Dachin milatame tumas acher. They're not mitame other things, aval tumas atzman yeshlan, but they do become tummy themselves. Shmuel holds that tumas mashkin atzman deiraisa, which applies even in Beis HaMikdash, but latame acherim derabanan, and the Rabban did not apply this gzera to mashkin Beis mitbachaya. The Gemara goes on to challenge Shmuel from one place, and then Rav from six places. First, the Gemara challenges Shmuel from the pasuk v'habaser asher yigah b'chol tummy lo yechal, which teaches that anything that is tame can also be metame meat of kachin. The Gemara quotes an answer, which it then questions, leaving this question unresolved with the term kasha. Next, the Gemara challenges Rav from the pasuk v'chol mashka asher yishasa b'chol kli yitma. Simply understood, it is teaching that liquids do become tame. The Gemara answers, ma yitame hichshir. The pasuk does not mean that liquids become tame, but that they can make other foods susceptible to tumah. As part of one of the subsequent challenges to Rav, the Gemara clarifies the ability of dam, blood, to be machshir lekabel tumah. In general, we derive from the pasuk ki hadam hi hanefesh, dam shahanefesh yitzeh b'ikar dam. The initial spurts of blood with which the life leaves the animal is considered blood, and only that blood is machshir. Dam she'in hanefesh yitzeh b'ikar dam. The blood that trickles out afterward is not considered blood, and is not machshir. However, regarding kachim, even dam ha-nefesh is not machshir, because we have a miut from the pasuk al ha'art tishpachenu kamayim, dam shenishpach kamayim machshir. Only dam chulin, which may be spilled like water, is machshir. Dam she'ena nishpach kamayim ena machshir. Dam kachim, which may not be spilled like water, rather it must be collected and sprinkled on the mizbeach, is not machshir. The final challenge to Rav is from a braisa, which explains the pasuk in which the Navi Chagai tested the Kahanim who came back from Babel about Hilchas Tumah, which would be relevant in the second Beis HaMikdash. Chagai asked them a shaila about something that became a revealed Tumah through a chain of a sheretz in a beged, which touches bread, which touches a stew, which touches wine, which touches oil or other foods of kachim. Apparently, kachim liquids like wine and oil can become tameh. The Gemara answers that Rav had only said that liquids from the Beis Mitbechaya, the butchering area of the Beis HaMikdash, cannot become tame. But wine and oil from the Beis Mitbechaya, the area of the Mizbeach, are able to become tame.